Jake got moving, jerkily at first, then picking up steam. God, that had been close. Very faintly, he heard Susanna call his name again, but didn't dare throw himself open enough to reply. He'd just have to hope that Oi would hold on to her scent and that she would keep sending. 3. He decided later that he must have started singing the song from Mrs. Shaw's radio shortly after Susanna's final faint cry, but there was no way of telling for sure. One might as well try to pinpoint the genesis of a headache or the exact moment one consciously realizes he is coming down with a cold. What Jake was sure of was that there were more gunshots, and once the buzzing whine of a ricochet, but all that was a good distance behind, and finally he didn't bother ducking any more, or even looking back. Besides, Oi was moving fast now, really shucking those furry little buns of his. Buried machinery thumped and wheezed. Steel rails surfaced in the passageway floor, leading Jake to assume that once a tram or some other kind of shuttle had run here. At regular intervals, official communiques, "Patricia ahead, Fedic, do you have your blue pass?" were printed on the walls. In some places, the tiles had fallen off, in others the tram rails were gone, and in several spots, puddles of ancient, verminous water filled what looked for all the world like potholes. Jake and Oi passed two or three stalled vehicles that resembled a cross between golf carts and flat cars. They also passed a turnip-headed robot that flashed the dim red bulbs of its eyes and made a single croaking sound that might have been halt. Jake raised one of the Orizas, having no idea if it could do any good against such a thing if it came after him, but the robot never moved. That single dim flash seemed to have drained the last few ergs in its batteries, or energy cells, or atomic slug, or whatever it ran on. Here and there, he saw graffiti. Two were familiar. The first was, "All hail the Crimson King," with the red eye above each of the eyes in the message. The other read, "Bango Skank, 84. Man, Jake thought distractedly, that guy Bango gets around.